Students tried to spice up their applications with mini homemade videos. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, they hope that their short movies will take their applications a long way.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then you've got to figure a video would be worth way more than your average college essay.
Hi, Tufts. My name is Rachel, and this is a glimpse into my life.
Tufts University, which is known for its quirky application questions, invited videos this year to give kids another way to express themselves. They ended up bombarded by more than 1,000.
I'm a zealous girl with a lot of personality.
I'm your average teenager in many ways.
They are as earnest as they are unforgettable.
I have been a dedicated member of the Star Twirlers baton twirling team for 5 years.
I can cross one eye, do the wave with my eyebrows, and even wiggle my ears.
Other impressive on-screen feats include a guy who literally runs up the side of a garage, one who muses aloud in 5 languages, and...
Hi, Tufts! I wrote a song for you guys.
A range of musical talent.
So now please don't take too long to accept me.
Some of the performances come in on DVD, but most students just post their videos on YouTube and send Tufts the link. So admissions officials are not the only ones watching.
This is the kid who I thought was really good.
Which one?
Online and on campus, fans like current Tufts student Kate DeClercq have made some of the freshman wannabes into stars. For example, Math Dance Girl, who does a kind of bar graph ballet.
I'm here to show you how I combine two of my favorite things, being a nerd and dancing.
She's got nearly 10,000 hits on YouTube from groupies like Tufts senior Erin Flood.
That was awesome. So cool. If she doesn't get in, I'm going to refuse to accept my diploma.
Tufts officials insist that's not going to sway them. They say they're too busy reading and watching applications to comment further, but other admissions officials say the idea of allowing any part of a college application to be public makes them cringe. As Henry Broadus, Dean of Admissions at the College of William and Mary, puts it, this just adds to the already intense pressure on guys like him.
It invites, second-guessing, and, you know, inevitably people are going to try to reverse-engineer the decision process and even wonder, what did they do that I didn't? That's the part that concerns me the most.
Broadus says he also worries the videos put too much focus on style over substance.
You know, this isn't American Idol, nor is it a pageant.
But try telling that to the students watching YouTube, who can be just as harsh as anything Simon Cowell ever dished out.
Oh, this one's horrible. He's not getting in.
Admissions officials say students should think carefully before deciding to send in what is still an optional video.
If humor is not something that comes naturally to you, this isn't the time to take that risk.
Dartmouth's Dean of Admissions, Maria Lascaris, says she worries about piling more pressure on students. And it's only a matter of time, she says, before kids start looking for extra help on their videos, like they do with their essays or SATs.
You know, all of a sudden, do you hire professional, you know, videographers and Francis Ford Coppola or James Cameron to sort of direct a sort of slick presentation? Don't want families to think that's what they have to do next.
But Lascaris says there's probably no stopping the videos now. It is the language of this generation. She says even after they're accepted, some kids send another video just to show their gratitude.
I got in!
Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.